should have seen it coming, would have stayed free. Been fancy wear for her friend's jealousy. The house was mine, now she got the key. I signed a bad contract law.
Oh, who hasn't? Taranzo Cannon is with us. He's a blues man. He's a blues man from the most important place you can be as a blues man from, and that is the south side of Chicago. There's just no way. Well, you don't have to be born here necessarily, but you do have to have, your art must be informed by the streets of the south side of Chicago. And there is, he's got an amazing backstory, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, but he's also an amazing artist. He's going to be at Blues Fest, which, of course, started today, as it is, you know, it throughout the Millennium Park area in downtown Chicago. You can see him on Sunday, and he's going to be at the Budweiser Crossroads stage, it says here. Do I have that right? I think I got that right. Do I have that right? I hope I have that right.
2:45.
2:45 p.m. And just in case anybody's, you know, and that's Chicago. That's Central Daylight Savings Time.
They can come 2:45 a.m. if they want to, but I won't be there.
Doesn't it seem that that's the time to see the Blues, right? At 2:45 a.m. Yeah, yeah. I mean, what is the latest you have gotten home? Well, I guess earliest you've gotten home after just leaving the club. What have you played to at your latest moment in your career?
When I played a place called the Kingston Mines, I would go in when it was light, and then you get out when the sun is coming up. So
right.
It's, I think I beat the sun home a couple of times around 5 o'clock in the morning.
Isn't it amazing? Kingston Mines is one of those places on the north side where blues is paid for. See, that's the difference. It's made on the south side, paid for on the north side. Kingston Mines is one of those clubs that artists from, especially British artists and Australian artists and stuff like that, who revere blues artists. That's the place in Chicago that they want to, you know, that you can see. So I saw Sugar Blue there. The harmonica player. Mm-hmm. He's the one from Miss You, from the Rolling Stones song. He is, I'm still deaf in one ear as a result of it, but what an amazing night. Because in these blues clubs, you're sitting right next to people, right? I mean, you're right. The people are right in front of you.
They heard you in. Oh, yeah. Heard you in, heard you out.
Right. Charge you $10 for a drink before $10 is fashionable, and you're out. All right, white kids, get out of here now. Let's go.
It is kind of like that, because it's all like DePaul. All my friends lived right around the corner from there. We used to go there all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Right. They just get them in, get them out. Pay the artist $10. That was one drink. It went, wait a second. All right, let's talk a little bit. So you grew up near the Robert Taylor Homes, right?
Two blocks from the, yeah. So I was, you know, yeah. Two blocks from the projects. Yeah.
Yeah. And those were, at one point, you know, it was always said about the Robert Taylor Homes, the most dangerous 2 miles in America, right?
Yeah, you know, you got to know where to walk. You got to know how to walk, you know what I mean? You got to know how to talk.
And you also have to know, and you also have to look ahead and go, okay, now that is a bad guy right there, right?
Yeah,
I mean, the guys who were up to no good, they're pretty obviously up to
You got to know when to cross the street.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
So did you go to Dunbar?
I went to Dunbar Vocational, yes.
Yeah.
86. Graduated 86.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm an oldie. Well, I'm a young blues guy. Considering, but
that's true. You're very.
I'm right, only 51.
The average age in blues is dead right now. But it's like, you think about, and some of these great artists, right? That you know you grew up with. They're now starting to get to the point where, you know, the next generation off of Muddy Waters, the next generation down, starting to get to the, you know, to the point where they can't play anymore. They're
Well, the next generation is, like you say, is for Muddy Waters, is people like John Primer, Sugar Blue, you know, Robert Cray, you know, and they're in their 60s, you know, and up, you know.
Yeah, think about that. Robert Cray's getting that old.
Robert Cray's, I think, almost 70.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Now, what drew you to the blues?
When I was a kid, I mean, I didn't know it was blues. I didn't have a genre, but that's what I heard at home, you know. As far as, I wanted to play reggae. That was my first thing. When I first picked up the guitar, had my little dreadlocks, wanted to play some Bob Marley and all
that. Right, because Bob Marley was super hot in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, late 70s, early 80s.
And I fulfilled my dream. I played with a couple of reggae bands. But after a while, it's kind of like, you know, it was a kind of click thing where, you know, you're the American. We got people coming in for, okay, all right. So I started playing blues because I went to the jam every Wednesday
Place and that was a different level of reefer, by the way, back then. That was not what those guys were smoking was totally different than what anybody else was smoking.
Okay. Well, I'll take your word for it because I am a CTA worker. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Okay. You get. Yes. That's a blues man too, right there.
What are you trying to do?
Yeah. I know. But I'm just saying that those guys when the Jamaican acts would come into these nightclubs back in the '70s and eighties and they played and there were actual reggae bars here.
Oh yeah.
And the guys were here and then they would play with the American musicians. The American musicians would disappear for weeks at a time because they couldn't remember where they were. It was a crazy thing. All right, so favorite artist the moment that you were on stage with somebody and said, "Oh my God, Lorenzo, I cannot believe I'm standing here."
Otis Rush.
Oh wow,
Buddy Guy. You know, it was like whoa, like full circle moment stuff. You know, things I've been practicing. I've been practicing to these guys. Cassettes, you know, and at the time, and then when you're on stage with them, and they trust you enough to be on stage with you, because there's a lot of guys they say, he's not that great, he's not that good,
right?
You know, and they won't get on stage with you, but when they trust you enough to get on stage with you or let you jam with them, it's pretty cool.
All right, if you want to see Lorenzo Cannon, once you hear him, you'll want to see him tomorrow night. You can see him at Untitled, which is on Hubbard. Yes, yeah. Not Kinsey. I was want to say it's on Hubbard in Chicago. It's Untitled is a little hard to find because it's Untitled and they don't have signage, so you have to know exactly where you're going. But look it up, Untitled Supper Club. Great stage. That's a really good music.
I've never
room right
played
there
before.
Wait till you play.
My first
it.
Time.
You'll be shocked by it because it's one of those. It is like the original idea of like a downstairs sort of speakeasy nightclub.
Okay.
It's away from everything. And then at Blues Fest. If people want to be at Blues Fest on Sunday, 2:45 p.m., the Budweiser Crossroads Stage. What do you want to play for us?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
A little song called Insurance.
Oh, good, because I could use some of that. Go ahead.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Here we go. Lorenzo Cannon.
Oh, here we go.
My doctor said I'm going down slow. Was ailing me, he don't know. I got a job, but I'm still a working poor. He gave me one little pill and said, go get some insurance. Get some insurance on yourself. Insurance. 'Cause you too young to die. I went to the office just to see, to find some insurance to cover me. The most prices I can't afford. It made an atheist call on the Lord. Insurance. I need some insurance, y'all. Insurance. 'Cause I'm too young to die. I read the fine print sign on the line. I hope I got enough to keep from dying. After all the questions and the third degree, it felt just like a colonoscopy. Insurance. I need some insurance, y'all. Insurance. 'Cause I'm too young to die.
Oh, yeah.
I read in the paper the other day, a man lost his spouse. She's pushing up daisies, now he can't pay the bills. And now he lost his house. Insurance. He needs some insurance, y'all. Insurance. 'Cause you too young to die.
Oh, here we go.
I went back to the office with the plan, insurance card in my hand. He looked at it and said to me, pre-existing conditions come with a fee. Oh, insurance. I need some more insurance, y'all. Insurance. 'Cause I'm too young to die.
Oh, bro, I need an aspirin, but that costs a little bit too much money. I need 12 stitches, but all I can afford is 9.
We need to call United Auto Insurance is what we need to do and sell them this song.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what we need, y'all. Insurance. What about the nurse's phone number? Maybe she can help me. Yeah. Insurance. Yeah.
That is awesome. That is any time that you can work that atheist in calling for the Lord kind of moment. That is a good line right there.
Well, thank you.
That's very, very well written. All right, we're going to come back. Toronzo Cannon is with us. 36th annual Chicago Blues Fest kicked off today already in Millennium Park, and you can see him on Sunday, one of the closing acts. He's going to be there at 2:45 p.m. at the Budweiser Crossroads stage. First, let's check in with Jen. What's coming up with the news at the bottom of the hour?
Well, the Mississippi River could reach record levels this weekend.
We have in studio with us a blues legend. He's my blues legend because he's sitting here with me right now. That's how it works. Toronzo Cannon is with us, and Toronzo is you were just talking about, you were just getting back from Europe, right? You've been playing all over.
Baden, Switzerland.
Yeah. See, and that's the thing. There's the adoration for the blues, especially in Europe and in places. It changed the way Western European music was ever done, right? It was all those acts, so the British Invasion acts, they were all gigantic fans of blues artists, and that changed everything. And now we have Blues Fest here in Chicago, and you get to hear not only from your generation, which is our generation, we're close in age, that generation, and I'm a known blues man. I mean, I think a lot of people don't realize that.
Roe performs with us on the side in private in his office.
White Lemon Pledge was my blues name. Yeah. And I got to, you know, the thing is that when you hear, it's essential. You know, starting with Robert Johnson, right? You go back to that initial sound, that recorded sound of just its raw emotion, a guitar and the emotion.
And the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it changed music. It wasn't, you know, it was no longer a thinking man's thing. It was a soul thing. It came right out of the center of the body, not out of the center of the brain. And that is the difference here. And it happened right here in Chicago.
Yeah.
For much for better than for worse.
Yeah.
All right. So if you want to see him tomorrow night, Untitled Supper Club, which is on Hubbard in Chicago, Hubbard between, don't tell me. Around LaSalle. I know. Is it between Clark and LaSalle? Isn't that right?
Yes.
We should have had that on the plug sheet. I'm sorry. They will sue me for this. And at Chicago Blues Fest on Sunday, 2:45, the Budweiser Crossroads stage. All right. Take it away. Walk It Off. Is that the song? Where? By the way, if people want to find your music, where are they going to go?
They can go Alligator Records. Because I understand iTunes is closing shop now.
Yeah. So, I don't understand what's going on there.
Yeah. So, but Alligator Records is the place to get it, or see me on the side of the stage, or out of my trunk.
You got the CDs going?
Out of my trunk on 43rd Street on the south side at 10:35 at night.
Okay. All right.
Slinging
CDs. I'll see you right there. You know, it's so funny you mentioned that. That's where I was going to be tonight at 10:45.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you got
to
do.
Earn to get this CD, brother.
Toronzo. Yeah, Toronzo.
Risk a little something, brother. Come on.
Right, I got to get some skin in the game.
I'm slinging CDs, brother.
Toronzo Cannon, take it away.
I hope this is the right key. She didn't mean it. That's what she said. See, he was an old friend, and she lost her head. Now I know my woman is nice and kind, but now we don't know if the baby is his or mine. Oh, I gotta walk it off. You don't know about that, bro, do you?
Not a damn thing.
I gotta walk it off. Feeling so strong, might do something wrong, so I'ma just walk it off. My wife in the club, my girlfriend on the way. I'm standing here nervous while I'm on stage. She came right in and sat right down, wearing the same dress I bought them both when I was out of town. I gotta walk it off. Maybe you know about that one, Ro, maybe.
I don't know what you're talking about, and my attorney's right here.
Gotta walk it off. You plead the 4.5. The fifth will get you in trouble.
the feeling so strong. Might do something wrong, so I'ma just walk it off. She called me up to get her kicks. Her husband get home at 7. I'm gone by 6. I get to my house and open my door. There she is with Rokan on my living room floor. Gotta walk it off till she get finished, you know. Gotta walk it off. She could have kept a sock on a doorknob or something, right? Like in college. The feeling so strong. Might do something wrong, so I'ma just walk it off. I got one more story.
I swear to God, I didn't know that was your wife.
I pulled a knife. He pulled a gun and looked at me like I should run. I pulled my hand grenade, shook it in his face, and pulled a pin, cause that's the Chicago way. He better walk it off. I think he's from Detroit. Yeah, he better walk it off. Feeling so strong, might do something wrong, so I'ma just walk it off.
Okay, I, you know what? I feel really honored. This may be my greatest musical moment to be included in this lyric. I need you to write that.
Yeah,
permanently in. I need it recorded. I want to play it at Blues Fest.
Okay,
on Sunday, 2:45 p.m. Budweiser Crossroads Stage. Or tomorrow night, Untitled Supper Club starts at 8 o'clock. You got to see Taranzo Cannon. We got time for one more. What do you want to do for us? And tell us the background.
And this is gonna be my electric band. This is, I'm not doing acoustic. Just I'm doing electric stuff. So I'm freaking out a little bit. This is a song that is kind of not written already, but it's a little song called. It's a song called "My Woman Loved Me Too Much," and I don't know why.
Been there. Go ahead. Okay. It's like you know me.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't have to put your hand on the dump button. And this is a clean version, okay? When my woman say, come and get some of this pumpkin pie, she got that look in her face, y'all, and that twinkle in her eye. My baby love me too much. Don't know the reason why. She started acting this way about the age of 45. My woman say, I love you too much. That's why I can't, well, you know what I'm talking about. I'm going to leave that one alone. My woman love me too much. Don't know the reason why. She started acting this way about the age of 45. My woman talk too much. I know it's true. Cause she's telling all her friends, and I gotta make love to them too. My baby love me too much. I know you know about that, Ro.
You got blues man problems, Toronto.
She started acting this way. I got one more thing to say. About the age of 45. One day I'ma die. Lord, it's gonna be my time. But she gonna be up there naked waiting for me on cloud 9. My baby love me too much. Don't know the reason why. She started acting all frisky about the age of 45.
It turns out I should have been a blues man. I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, women over 45 know what I'm talking about, I think, right?
Everybody knows what you're talking about. You don't have to worry about it. You got it all figured out, Taranzo. You do. Taranzo Cannon, you got to go see this guy tomorrow night at Untitled. He is now our house blues man. When we have, actually, we're going to have you just write to half the stories that we have to do on this show.
Let me know, man.
Yeah. Or after any night that we've been out together as a band, then, you know, there's three or four songs that come out of every night. So
just give me some words. I'll put them together for you.
Chicago's very own Taranzo Cannon. See him tomorrow night, Untitled Supper Club, or on Sunday at Blues Fest, Budweiser Crossroads Stage at 2:45 in the afternoon. Great having you here, man. Yeah, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right. Let's now check in with Jen DeSalvo. She's got the WGN News, brought to you by AppleChevy.com.